Can Israeli apartheid really be defeated? Then at 11 on Between the Covers, host David Naiman speaks with local author Paul Stuthangi about his new book, Doggone. And at 11:30, film writer Sean Levy sits down with Jen Chavez to tell behind-the-scenes stories of the classic Italian film studios. And SW Concert previews the 43rd Northwest Filmmakers Festival. A busy Thursday morning continues with Air Cascadia. Chris Andre with the headlines, interviews, and commentary right after this.
KABU Community Radio holds open meetings concerning the operations and programming of KABU in accordance with requirements of the Communications Act of 1934 and certification requirements of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Information about KABU Community Radio's open meeting policy is available by calling the station at 503-231-8032. Meetings will be held at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue, Portland, Oregon, unless otherwise noted. The Engineering Work Group meets the first Thursday of each month at 7:30 p.m. Please call 231-8032 to verify if a meeting is being held. To request notice of board meetings in writing, please email monica@kabu.org.
Cascadia. Today is Thursday, October 27th, 2016, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, your community radio, at 90.7 FM, KBOO.FM on the web. Got two guests for you coming up today. We've got no less a luminary than the Reverend Billy of the Church of Stop Shopping. And a message from Reverend Billy is, of course, stop pouring glyphosates into our parks, because the world doesn't end at the fence around the park. Not for glyphosates anyway. Maybe it keeps kids in and large vicious dogs out. But glyphosates, once they're in the park, they're off on a journey all their own. And that journey very often ends up in your environment. In other words, glyphosates follow us. We're human beings. We created these poisons. And we release them into the environment. And we may think that they're localized and contained, but they're not. They follow us. It's sort of an unfortunate karmic load that we have ignorantly dumped on ourselves. Reverend Billy is on a crusade. So you get to use that word once in a while, very rarely. This time, I think we got it nailed. Yeah, indeed, it is a crusade to roll back the glyphosates. Many of these chemicals that we find in our environment, and we in fact pay for them. Oh yes, we pay for them. Sometimes we subsidize research and development. Sometimes we just rush into the garden center and buy a bigger bottle of Crossbow, which is actually Agent Orange, so we could be dosing ourselves with Agent Orange. But it'll cost you a lot. A nice big bottle of Crossbow costs you about $30. And not only that, you don't even need a sign to find it. You can smell it all the way down the aisles. That said, we await now a call from the Reverend Billy. And we are also going to be speaking with Nick Cady, because many listeners know that the Elliott Forest is on the block right now. And it could, but very soon, it could, by the end of this year, be in the hands of a logging company. Old growth forest, rare, beautiful. It's amazing to me how so many other things in the environment. I heard something on the radio as I was rolling through the numbers that gave me pause. It was, that's right. It was diamonds. They were diamonds described by a breathless BBC reporter. Diamonds described as one of nature's rare and beautiful gifts to humankind. I was thinking, wait a minute. What about the Elliott Forest? That's a rare, beautiful gift. Why aren't we all breathless and sweaty over that? We should be. Well, we soon will be. Well, Nick, good morning so much. We're speaking now with Nick Cady with Cascadia Wildlands. We're talking about Elliott State Forest, and why is it that if diamonds are such a rare and a gift of nature and so priceless that we can't even put a dollar figure on the value? What the Elliott State Forest arguably is rare and probably becoming rarer, and yet it's going to be converted into dollars, which will vanish in the thin air, and into logs and paper and whatnot, also vanish into thin air. Good morning, Nick. I'm appalled at this. Can you talk about what our last-ditch efforts are open to us and available?
Yeah, good morning. Yeah, the Elliott State Forest is one of these, you know, last remaining contiguous big tracts of old growth in the Coast Range. Most of the Coast Range is private timberland. You see it if you drive through it. It gets regularly clear cut every 40 to 60 years and sprayed with aerial pesticides. And this is one of the few remaining areas that still provides critical habitat for a host of different species. And it's just a very important ecosystem just east of Coos Bay. But, you know, very important coho salmon rearing habitat, very important for a number of bird species. And the state right now is in the process of selling that forest. And the way they've structured the sale process, requiring basically all the money up front, it's designed to go right to private timber interests. And it's incredibly disappointing.
It seems that another word for irony is karma. In other words, getting what you want and then getting stuck with it. This is sale, timber sale, that is so ill-considered and really based on flimsy finance, economics, and flimsy science. It's astonishing that it got this, that we've come to this place. Another word for irony is karma. And we definitely reap what we sow. I mean, this is going to affect future generations in a very adverse way. Could you talk about what we can do at this very late date to stop this? Aside from buying it.
sure. Well, you know, the Elliott was, or is still protected as public land, and it was protected under federal environmental laws as a permit that the state had, and they abandoned that permit because they got greedy and they wanted to double logging and log in areas that the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Services said were off limits. And as a result, they opened themselves up to liability under federal environmental laws, and they were sued, and now they just are just trying to dispose of the whole forest to Weyerhaeuser or whatever other industrial timber interest is going to put the money up to buy this. And so Cascadia Wildlands has sued to prevent that sale. There's a lot of state laws that prevent that sale. And then we've also taken steps to prevent the timber purchasers. The state sold three initial very small parcels to different private timber companies. And we've sued those private timber companies to hold them accountable. And now the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is starting to step in and attempt to hold these companies accountable too, because these are old growth stands. They have endangered species on them. And it's just, it's illegal under federal law to clear cut them. That's what they're trying to do.
It's, so they're going to clear cut it. And it seems that the economics of the sale is way off the tracks. It seems to me that, they would expect to realize from this timber sale
right.
is infinitesimally small compared to the real value of the Elliott State Forest. That's troubling. And I wonder how this was calculated, the value of this forest. One of Oregon's last real environmental treasures. They're going fast. It's amazing that Oregon's been able to hang on to its credibility. We have just kind of noticed now that's kind of our last note. So I do have just a few seconds, but I would like to hear that your words on this.
Sure. Well, even excluding the multitude of values for clean water and recreation access, even discounting all of that, these lands were sold at an 88% discount because of the presence of endangered species. And these lands were public assets, and they're just being we're just getting ripped off by these sales. Yeah.
Thank you so much, Nick. Thank you for joining us at Absolute 11th Hour and speaking with Nick Cady, Cascadia Wildlands. And be sure to go to that website and follow this. Nothing is really ever too late. And if you stand up and fight back, great things can be done. Thanks so much for that, Nick. We can go now. We're going to speak with Reverend Billy about glyphosates. They follow us. Like, again, we spoke of karma with Nick Cady. We speak karma again. People do get just what they deserve. Or do we deserve glyphosates? Good morning, Reverend Billy of this church of Stop Shopping.
Yes, hello.
Hey, I want to, in just a very short, brief time we've got, and we want to ask you to join us tomorrow for a full-length Air Cascadia, a whole 15 minutes. For now, you have been fighting back against the chemical industry that has brought us glyphosates, whether we like it or not. And we
and
don't.
The question is, do we deserve glyphosate?
Yes, do we?
Do we get what we deserve? Do we deserve what we get? No, glyphosates are disconnected from our karma because they're invisible, they're untouchable, they're unsmellable. They are presented as harmless, and by advertising, by lobbyists, by a whole juggernaut of corporate machinations. So no, I think that politics, a lot of politics right now is about raising to visibility that which cannot be seen. So we will find our way out of this, see our way out of this. But no, there's no blame, no judgment. Amen.
It's amazing what people could be induced to buy. This, as said, colorless, everything, it's the studies used to prop up the ad campaign selling it to Americans. The research and development on the stuff that has positive results, of course, it was all done by the industry that produced it. What real studies have been done on glyphosates?
Oh, there's just hundreds of studies have been completed. But lately the most dramatic study is by the World Health Organization of the United Nations, an international group of scientists, researchers that are versed in the world of cancer, made a declaration that glyphosates are probably carcinogenic to human beings. And on that basis, they suddenly made it possible for many people to sue. They made it possible for nation states to ban. That was the study that is saving lives right now. You know, there are countries that are so drenched with this fierce toxin, with its endocrine disruption, fertility disruption. It's birth defects, it's fertility disruption. It's just so cancer-inducing.
Hang on to that thought. We gotta let you go for today, and we're going to take this up tomorrow. If you've got time again tomorrow at this same time, please join us. We're going to talk glyphosate a lot more over the coming days and weeks here on Air Cascadia.
Okay.
But thank you so much right now.
Hallelujah, Chris.
Hallelujah. Thank you so much. That was the Reverend Billy, the Church of Stop Shopping, and don't use things like glyphosate. This has been Air Cascadia for Thursday, October 27, 2016. Rock Bergeron engineered for us today. Thanks, Rock. Kathleen Stevenson's the KBOOM News and Public Affairs Director. I'm Chris Andre. Get the facts, know your rights, take a stand. Thanks for listening and stay tuned.